531. As we continue our Fijian Language Week celebrations on Pacific Days, it's a very warm welcome now to Pastor Inoke Dolovanua from the Apostle Gospel Outreach Fellowship in Mangere. Nisambula Vinaka Talatala, we'll hand it over to you. Vinaka Vakalevu.
Bula Vinaka, Brian. Thank you so much, Pacific Radio Station. Vinaka Vakalevu, thank you so much for inviting me to share a bit on the Word of God. I'm so blessed that I could be here and be the voice. And since it's Fijian week this week, I'll try to blend in a bit of Fijian and English. As I prepared this in English, I just got a confirmation from Brian that I could share the whole sharing this morning in Fijian. Well, to all those listeners, I pray that the Holy Spirit will interpret His own word to you this morning. This is just a verse that has been ringing in my ears. The past few days, it's in Matthew 7:21. The English version says, "Not everyone that says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." So, sana ni ora kedenga sa kadi turanga turanga, erna zuru kina matin tu lomala palomala. Verenga sa kita kano lometabang. It's a bit scary. But blessing, it's a wake-up call for us. We could be doing things in church for the Lord, in His work, thinking that it is the will of God. Don't misinterpret me. This is what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. It's just a wake-up call. It's like a warning. It's a time to wake up. Was wherever the world is going towards right now, sooner or later, everything will come to a full stop. It's Matthew 7, from 21 to 27. It talks about or speaks about building houses. Well, it's like Jesus said to Peter, "On this rock, I shall build my church." And of course, on that faith, and when these verses from 21 to 27 in Matthew chapter 7, it talks about building houses on the rock or on the sand. Now, the house that is built on the rock, it will stand whatever temptation, whatever it comes across. Praise the Lord. So our faith will be put to a test. Our faith in following Jesus, our faith in standing up to our faith, and we proclaiming that we serve a God that is alive, and about to start in the garabati in the mbula, who is the beginning and who is the end. And when it comes to temptation, when it comes to being testing of our faith, sad to say that many of us Christians we fail. Dona kabaloman in the nruka. It is a wake up call. I'm going to be praying rati. And I'm going to mention that we've got to be very careful of what circumstances that we go through in life or what we face through in life from today and onwards. And the Bible says, those who do the will of my Father, those are the ones that will enter into the kingdom of heaven. So the most important thing right now is to search for the will of the Lord. Search the will of God. What is the will of God for you and for me? Because we have a purpose here on earth. And the only way to find the will of God is to look into the Word. I've been reminding the family at home during our devotions every evening. Because all my sons are all grown up and they are all working. So I'm reminding them, before you leave home, say, and recite this verse, Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. Pray and ask the Lord to help you, that you, whatever you do today, at work, the person that you mingle with, your workmates, that you are doing the will of God. Amen. Eh? And when you come back home, recite the verse again. And ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, where did I do not do your will today? Was I a good ambassador? Was I, because we are all mirrors of our living Father. People will see God in us. And we are here for a reason and a purpose. That is in Matthew chapter 5. The Bible says that, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. People, our workmates, our friends, our bosses, whoever we meet along the way to work, or even where we live, in the community, they need to see God in us Christians. They have to see Christ. Amen. Eh? Because our lives are like a mirror of our Father in heaven. It's not that they will see you and me as Enoch. They will see me as an ambassador of Christ. They will see Christ in me. And that's one way that we can influence people or convict people to come to Christ. That's what we are here for. We got to lead people to Christ. Amen. Liutakiran tamat merkle Kristo ena kabinisyon kuwa. Amen. Auna sinitong mabalo weekend na nandang gawon. Auna won't take much of your time. So don't be disappointed on that day. If you read that whole verse from Matthew chapter 7 to 21 to 24, he will say, on that day I will tell you that I do not know you. Whoever wants to be there on that day, on Judgment Day, and then thinking that I'll be going to the right side, I'm going to enter into the kingdom of my Father. I will be living in eternity, from eternity with my God. And then he looked at me and said, I don't know you. You are lawlessness. Get out of my sight. So whoever, do you want God to say that to you? Not me. Second, you I pray that we do the will, as he's emphasizing in verse 21 of Matthew chapter 7. Only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So the big question that I'm going to ask myself is, after every day before I hit the bed, have I done the will of my Father? Am I being truthful in whatever I do today? Have I been a good ambassador of Jesus Christ? Has people see Christ in me? Amen. Eh? And if not, Lord, help me to confess my shortfall today and help me that I do not repeat it tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Eh? So let the Holy Spirit help us today. Women on the Masu, this is our prayer. Before you leave home in the morning, like I used to remind my kids, when you leave home in the morning, Lord, let me do your will today. And when I return back home in the evening, Lord, help me, reveal to me my weaknesses. Reveal to me where my shortfalls. Reveal to me, Lord, if there's anything that I've done today, any words or any deeds that I've spoken or done today, and it's not according to your will, Lord, show me that I make a confession to you and help me that I would not repeat it again. Amen. Eh? So I don't want to be standing there in front of God on Judgment Day and be disappointed. Praise the Lord. Because he knows me better than I do know me. And I cannot stand there and justify myself. And say, Lord, I did this. Read the whole verse from Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 24. Lord, I did this. Lord, I go to church. Lord, I'm a committed Christian. Lord, I'm the choir master. Lord, I'm the best singer in the choir. Lord, I'm the Sunday school teacher. He said, I do not know you. Very scary. Very scary. Praise the Lord. Eh? Standing there in front of God and in excitement, knowing that I will spend eternity with him. And then he rebuked me, saying, I do not know you. You are a person of lawlessness. You're a sinner. Get out of my sight. I pray that we take a look at the word again. I pray that we take a look at ourselves again and see where our shortfalls are. God is a God of love. God is a God of love. He loves you. He loves me. He loves everyone. The listeners out there that are listening, professing Christians, proclaiming that we are Christians, God loves all of us, but he hates sins. He loves the sinners, he hates sins. So I pray that we come away from that life, we come out from the sinful life and lead a life that is peaceful, live a life that is joyful to God. Because everything that we do, it has to be done according to His will. Like we pray the Our Father. There's a line in the Our Father which says, Lord, let your will be done in heaven as it is on earth as it is in heaven. If I were to do a rewording, Lord, let your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Lord, let your will be done in my family as it is in heaven. Because it's all according to the will of the Father, in you and in me. So with those few words, I pray that it will be a blessing to you today. And as we go about our lives every day, recite that verse, that verse is a memory verse, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, that only those who do the will of my Father, they will enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, O Lord, that all listeners are listening out tonight or today, O Lord. I pray, O Father, that your word will manifest in them, that we do as you want us to do, that we do your will, O Lord. And not be standing there in front of you on judgment day and be disappointed, O Lord, that we do not do your will. We pray, Holy Spirit, for your leadership. We pray for your guidance. We ask for your forgiveness, O Lord, that we fall short of your glory. Cleanse us with your precious blood. We pray and ask all this in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Inoke Dholovanua, Apostle Gospel Outreach Fellowship in Mangere. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Tala tala, so blessed. And I pray your adult children that are still living with you, that they are doing the will of God by helping their parents with the bills every week through financial support as well. Okay then. Vinaka Vakalevu, God bless. Thank you.